Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. A Full Scale production from Mitch Benn.
Thank you. All right. Yeah, I had a really great night on Tuesday. I went to see Jeff Wayne's musical version of The War of the Worlds live at the Wembley Arena. It was an absolute hoot. It really was. Big Spinal Tap tripod, sort of virtual Richard Burton, the whole damn thing. Bloke doing David Essex was particularly good, even if he didn't deliver the line, bows and arrows against your lightning, with quite the emphasis we've come to expect. Anyway, the whole thing just reminded me how much I've always wanted to do something like that. You know, take a timeless literary classic and adapt it in full symphonic rock style. So I've done it. And I'm about to premiere it before you right now.
Oh,
thank you. Now, obviously, I've only got about 2 minutes to play with rather than 2.5 hours, so I've had to adapt a book with rather less size and weight than War of the Worlds. You know, a rather shorter book, but I'm quite pleased with how it's turned out. So what I've done is I've taken a timeless classic from 1969 by a gentleman called Eric Carle. I'm very proud to present to you right now the first ever performance of Mitch Benn's musical version of The Very Hungry Caterpillar. Crank it up, boys. He was born from an egg on a leaf on a branch on a tree. He had an apple and 2 pears, 3 plums and 4 strawberries. After 5 oranges, it wasn't satisfied. So he had a piece of cake and an icing cone, a pickle and some cheese, salami and a lollipop, a sausage and a cupcake, watermelon and a pizza pie. A piece of cherry pie!
That night he had a stomachache. To eat so much had been a mistake. Some nice green leaf and he'd feel better soon. He made himself a new cocoon.
What's he doing inside? When would he come out? 2 weeks in there he did hide. What's it all about? Morning, night, afternoon, not so much as a word. But inside the cocoon, something had occurred. He poked his head out and left. He opened up his eyes and spread magnificent wings. Take to the skies, but a fly. Whoa.